In medieval India, taxation played a crucial role in sustaining the socio-economic structure of various kingdoms and empires. The prevailing taxation system was diverse, with different regions implementing varying methods of tax collection. However, tax policies were not uniform across regions and were subject to changes based on the ruling authority and prevailing economic conditions. In this episode, we will discuss all types of taxes levied during the medieval India. Jizya. Jizya was implemented during the Sultanate period. Jizya tax was imposed on Hindus. Historically, the jizya tax has been introduced in Islam as a fee for protection provided by the Muslim ruler to non-Muslims for the exemption from military service for non-Muslims, for the permission to practice a non-Muslim faith with some communal autonomy in a Muslim state, and as material proof of the non-Muslim's submission to the Muslim state and its laws. Jizya was originally imposed in India by Qutbuddin Aibak. In 1579, the third Mughal emperor, Akbar, abolished the jizya. In 1679, Aurangzeb decided to reimpose jizya on non-Muslim subjects in lieu of military service, a decision that was widely criticized by many Hindu rulers and Mughal court officials. Jizya was frequently paid for with silver. The clergy and those working for the government were exempted. Gujarat contributed 3.5% of the total funds gathered from various sources, according to Rizvi. Many Hindu artisans, loan sharks and cloth vendors protested the imposition of the jizya in Delhi, but their demonstration was crushed by the elephants. Kharaz. Kharaz was also imposed during the Sultanate period. Kharaz refers to a land tax levied by Muslim rulers on their non-Muslim subjects, collectively known as dhimmi. Kharaz was a tax levied on the gross product of lands. It was introduced by Firoz Shah Tughlaq. Khams. Khams was also implemented during the Sultanate period. This was the money obtained from loot, which was deposited in the soldiers' account, 4/5 part and 1/5 part in the treasury. This rule was reversed by Muhammad bin Tughlaq and Alauddin Khilji. Actually, khams is related to war booty collected by one army from its opponent. For example, if an army got 100 rupees from the opponent, it would keep, say, 80 with itself and would donate the rest in the treasury. Zakat or sadqa. It was also implemented during the Sultanate period. Zakat was a religious tax levied on Muslims, giving 2.5% of one's wealth to the poor and needy. Ushr. Ushr was also implemented during the Sultanate period. Ushr was a tax levied on the gross product of lands belonging to Muslims. Harsh Sarva. This tax was also implemented during the Sultanate period by Firoz Shah Tughlaq. This tax was imposed on irrigation and its rate was 1/10 of the total produce. Ull. Ull was also imposed during the Sultanate period. This tax was for religious expenses. Charaha. Charaha was also imposed during the Sultanate period. Charaha was a tax on grasslands used for grazing of animals. It was also introduced by Alauddin Khilji and Firoz Shah Tughlaq abolished it. Hukuk. Hukuk was also a tax imposed during the Sultanate period. This tax was to be collected from landowners. Ghari. Ghari was also a tax implemented during the Sultanate period. Ghari was a tax on houses. It was introduced by Alauddin Khilji. Grazing tax. Grazing tax was also implemented during the Sultanate period. It was started by Alauddin Khilji. Sharab or Sharb. This tax was also implemented during the Sultanate period. Sharab or Sharb was 1/10 of crop production levied on farmers to develop and maintain water supply facilities. It was introduced by Firoz Shah Tughlaq. Jaribana. Jaribana was a tax imposed by Sher Shah Suri and it was a sewage tax. Mahasilana was also a tax imposed by Sheshasuri, and its rate ranged from 2.5 to 5%. Uttarai was a tax during Mughal dynasty. It was a fairy pyre tax. Hasile Bazar was also a tax during Mughal dynasty, and it was a market tax. Nakash was a tax during Mughal dynasty, and it was an animal sales tax. Mir Bahar was also a tax during Mughal dynasty, and it was a tax on ports. Dehsari was also a tax during Mughal dynasty, and it was a tax on per bigaha. Tamga was also a tax in Mughal dynasty, and it was abolished by Jahangir. Zarib was a tax implemented in the Vijayanagar Empire. Zarib was introduced by Murshid Quli Khan based on the unit bigha. It was collected as one quarter of the crop production. It could be paid in any form. Chauth and Sardeshmukhi. These were the taxes implemented during the Maratha Empire. Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj collected these taxes outside his territory. Chauth was one-fourth of the government revenue paid by Mughal officers. In addition to this, the Sardeshmukhi was another 10% tax. If you want to know anything about Indian history and culture, please leave it in the comment box so that I can come back with it. If you have liked the video, please like, share and subscribe. Thank you.